2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for being with us. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, former University of Utah great, joining us here on the program as usual. Scott, the news that we were all waiting for the last couple of days has dropped. How you doing, man?
The Pac-12 is such they're such a copycat league. Seriously. What everyone else does, that's what the Pac-12 does.
They can't do
anything. They don't have a brain of their own.
All right, so the news showed up this afternoon, and it's going to be our 8:05 cut right here, so let's see.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
I think that I was in total denial. It was one of those things where I thought about academically in my brain I told myself, yeah, the BYU-Utah rivalry game could go away. And even yesterday when we, you know, we're hearing the news that the Pac-12 could actually make this decision today, and they did, it still didn't really register with me. But it's not just all the games that BYU is going to be losing now. It's up to seven, or they're down to seven games on their schedule now, with Stanford, Utah, and Arizona State games off the table for BYU, and the Minnesota and Michigan State games off there for BYU. And I don't want to just make this a BYU thing, because this is more about,
because it is a Pac-12 thing, right?
It's more of a Utah thing, in the sense that it's going to be. But I mean, that what you're saying is the college football season is absolutely disrupted, because September 3rd there's not going to be a football game between BYU and Utah. In fact, the Pac-12 is going to have to figure out how to schedule games against one another, and we've heard that they're only going to be probably those nine games in the conference against one another. So how is this season going to start out? Yeah. When is it going to start?
Well, it's still up in the air. I mean, they're going to make a final decision at the end of July, and so they want to figure out, can we have a full schedule of playing every team in the conference? Because Utah right now only they're two teams from the north. They don't play every year, and it rotates, and so it'd be Oregon and Stanford.
Right.
And so that would be great, you know, if they could still figure those games in and just say, okay, you know, we're going to replace BYU with Oregon, we're going to place Montana State with Stanford, and you play 11 games, or maybe, you know, who knows. I don't get a sense that this is like a final thing that they're going to do. It's just one of those, you know, let's wait and see if this thing's, I mean, cause it was trending really nicely, and then all of a sudden it just started trending really poorly.
Right. Yeah.
And there's no reason why it can't trend back in a nice direction, and maybe that changes anything. But I said this the other night on our show, I'm going to say it again. I still don't understand why you couldn't have the BYU Utah game. Give me a good reason.
Well, and the
a glorified scrimmage, something, because I mean, they're 45 miles away from each other. They could drive to the game.
Right. When you think about how far away, and I don't know how the Pac-12 is going to even schedule these and where these games are going to be played, that's another question that we don't have the answers to. So the reality is that when you think about where we're going to be football-wise, I don't think we're going to see games even in the month of September, or even for the first few weeks. You're going to see it pushed back pretty far. And if you do see it pushed back, then the possibility of it being a 12-game schedule, getting finished up by Christmas, is pretty hard. What about the bowl? I mean, Are we talking about a season that doesn't have college football playoffs? Are we talking about
you know what this football season is, Alex? It's the what about season. Well, what about this game?
Right.
What about that? And what about the bowl games? And what about the rivalry? And what about? That's what this season should be called. It's the what about season.
It's hard to figure out. What was your reaction to this? Because we'd been anticipating it. And we had a conversation with Bill Riley yesterday that no one got to hear because we had the protest stuff going on last night. But I want to, and we'll come back to it because we kind of spoke to Bill, kind of knowing that this would be going down at some point. So, what is your reaction now that we know for sure that this season is not going to be normal?
Okay, this is what I feel. I really do. I feel like they want to find a way to just play the season somehow, some way. Just we got to figure it out. And it's almost like it's like they have all these different contingencies, and it's like, okay, if this happens, then we move here. And everything is designed to at least somehow save and salvage the season to some respect. So they go, okay. Places like Los Angeles, places like Arizona, even Utah's kind of upticking in its number of virus infections. And so they go, okay, it's too hot to start right now. We've got all these different markets. Let's just get rid of those first three games of the season or the early non-conference games, and let's just go to conference only. Then the next thing I feel is like, you know, maybe the season gets pushed back like into September, or the end of September, maybe it gets pushed into the spring. And I think each new day is just going to determine which path the league takes. But I think it's always under the guise or the hope that somehow, some way the season will get played.
I don't know. I mean, we knew this was going to be happening today at some point or over the weekend or wherever.
We didn't. We were in denial, Alex.
There was a weird thing where I was like, I actually saw it come down and I was like, oh shoot, they are going to do it. Now the other leagues, the Big 12 and the SEC.
SEC won't do it.
Not the SEC. The ACC and the Big 12 have said they're going to take till the end of July to make a decision. The SEC is not saying anything. What does that mean? And what does that mean for the rest of the year then?
I think part of it is like, I think it's the makeup of all of your universities. Like Los Angeles is an urban area. It's one of the largest places in our country. And so you have USC, UCLA. You've got Stanford and Cal in San Francisco, which is a large market. You've got Arizona, which is really being hammered by this virus right now. And you have, in the South, you've got Tuscaloosa, Alabama, right? I mean, it's a more rural place. Or even like Gainesville, Florida is out in the middle of nowhere. Even Georgia is not in necessarily Atlanta, Georgia. And, I mean, you've been to Tennessee, right? I mean, so it's not like they're in these massively urban areas. And maybe they just feel like there's not as much of a need for this. And maybe a lot of their travel is pretty tightly fixed to begin with, so maybe they just feel like we're okay, we're fine, we don't have to do this.
I think we talked about it yesterday, and I'm just like, I'm this sports depression is starting to like, I'm like, you're my therapist on this, because and it's, but now I feel like you can't even be a help, because
I know it's I'm the as season, lost as you are.
Well, but listen, I mean, you guys broadcast the dadgum games, and
right, yeah,
and I don't know what those are. What is? No one's saying anything about what that looks like. By July 31st, we'll have kind of a schedule again that could be amended at some point again. And so I don't even know what to think. And I know our conversation.
You want a silver lining, Alex?
Yeah. Yes. Scott Mitchell thing.
I will give you a silver lining. Here's the silver lining. You ready for this?
Yes.
BYU is not going to lose to Utah.
Oh, there you go. No, even better. I'll one up it, Scott. The Utes forfeited this year to BYU. Those losers.
That's right, because they're conference. That's right. It's a forfeit.
All right, we'll take a break here. We want to play for you the conversation we had with Bill Riley yesterday, the voice of the Utes. He talked about this contingency of the Pac-12 moving to a conference-only schedule. Also, Mitch Harper, the BYU angle on this as well. Stay with us. More to go as KSL's Unrivaled continues on a Friday evening right here on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.